5.
Hey everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Boy, we got some exciting things coming your way this hour. Plus, the Ukraine continues to be on fire. Not exciting from that point of view, because when you think of the possibilities and where we are at this, some craziness is unfolding there. And we knew this was going to happen when you had the troops there on the precipice of trying to break things apart, let's face it. When I say break things apart, the people that were for keeping the Ukraine the way it was and not the pro-Russian people, so to speak, I think that, ultimately, that's what set this course from the very beginning of this. Since you had the Crimea fall, let's call it fall, with the referendum, and then you have the boots increasing on the ground, and despite some of the sanctions, it just doesn't seem to matter. You're going to be shocked by what I have to tell you coming up here on America Tonight about the Jewish folks who've been told to ID themselves in the Ukraine. But first, this is the story that's jaw-dropping to so many people, because I think many people who have kids, many people who have been on ferries can't even fathom what that would be like. Once again, we have another story, and of course, this is in Korea. In South Korea, but we have another story of a captain abandoning ship. What is up with that? And not to compare it again to the Costa Concordia, but that captain, and that was a cruise ship, if you remember a couple of years ago, who decided he was going to do a drive-by in Giglio, Italy, to wave, get closer to the shore, to wave to people. He abandoned ship. Well, the captain of the South Korean ferry wasn't at the helm of his boat when it capsized. More questions. While there are still hundreds of people who were missing and killed as a result of the flipped and sunken ferry. Captain Lee Jun-suk, who was the third mate at the wheel when it began listing and ultimately flipped, made announcements telling passengers to stay put before just a few lifeboats deployed. So they're telling people to stay put. The captain's not there. And at least 271 people are considered missing, with only 25 confirmed dead. How does this happen? Very, very murky. And part of the conversation on this Easter weekend, sad to say, so you had lots of high school kids and their family members of passengers just disgusted, frustrated, angry. All those emotions that you can only imagine you would muster up in this kind of a terrible situation. So, dreary conditions to try to rescue or look for other people, but now it's been a couple of days. Nobody was rescued on Thursday. Same thing on Friday. Not looking good on Friday. Divers in the water battling currents and freezing water temperatures and not being able to see in front of them. Struggling to figure out if there's anybody anyway in that water, which would be impossible, let's face it. So, first the boat is leaning, then it sinks. People are told to stay put, don't move, and the captain nowhere to be found. Wow. Awful. All right, as we go down this road, trust me, we do have a daily salute and some other things that we'll mix into the conversation here. I mentioned this one, so I'm going to tell you about this story that was stunning to a lot of people. The fact that the Ukraine, there was a bunch, thousands upon thousands of anti-Semitic flyers, I guess that's the best way to put it, that were dumped all over the Ukraine. When I say all over the Ukraine, all over a couple of cities, and one eastern city to be specific, where it talked about the people in the Jewish community have to register and document their property or face deportation. That's what the leaflets were saying. So the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, says that a respected Jewish leader in the Ukraine showed a photograph of one of the leaflets, and he said it was chilling. So they had emergency talks going on in Geneva over this crisis. The U.S. Secretary of State, which you know, John Kerry, said they were grotesque, beyond acceptable. And the Jewish community in Donetsk and their neighbors were just also stunned by this, where they were told you have to register. Again, I'll say that the Jews of Donetsk say they will not do what the letter says, but the leaflets were pushed all over the place. So what's your first thought? Who dumped the leaflets? Now, this comes out as the Western-backed interim government, of course, is struggling to contain all of the problems, all the uprisings by the pro-Russian political movement in Donetsk and other cities. So they're throwing back to the hysteria of the historical horror of Nazism now in this dispute, using this to create some kind of provocation or fear. And the leaflets were handed out on Tuesday during Passover. Specifically, it just said what I mentioned, saying that it was required, registration was required, because Jewish leaders had supported the nationalists and bandits in Kiev, where the revolt ousted the pro-Russian president, Yanukovych, in February. So, it said the person had to have $50 cash, passport, IDs, documentation, ownership of real estate, and transportation. So, who is behind it? That is really the big question. Who's behind the leaflets? Obviously, it was some kind of an act to provoke. That's what I believe, and I think that's what they believe as well in Donetsk. But provocation or not, you know, a lot of people are jumping on this and saying how cynical and politically manipulative and exploitive it is of the people there. So there's skepticism about the authenticity of the flyers, but the instructions clearly spell out the Nazi era and have an effect of intimidating the Jewish community, especially when everything is tilted in Donetsk and there's lots of problems. And in Kiev, the Jewish community is a big part of the political life there. They say they've got no stomach for this kind of approach. So how this really unfolds, I think in the next 4 or 5 days, is going to be wild to watch. Because of, again, I'm going to call it the scare tactics, strong arm tactics, and the anti-Semitic push to try to get people to be fearful of not signing up to be part of Mother Russia is pretty much what that's all about. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We're going to boot it to the other side and pick it up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Throughout this weekend, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight. Coming up, our daily salute. It's personal for fun. I think you're gonna like it. I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's coming up around the bend. In the meantime, a couple of other things have unfolded. You know, I told you about the ferry, and I bring that up because that's off our shores, but I know a lot of you take ferries. I know a lot of you have been in situations where now we're on boats, and this whole thing of staying put and then captains abandoning ship is so shocking to me. As somebody who, I kind of grew up in a family, like I had two uncles that were in the Coast Guard, and there's like that whole pride thing. They couldn't even imagine abandoning ship. How are you abandoning ship? But yet this is becoming an all too familiar theme. I mean, the whole idea before was you were there till the last passenger was off the, no matter what it was, if it was a ferry or if it was any other kind of vessel, whether it was a giant cruise ship or, you know, whatever it was. And certainly in the military, that was the whole idea. You know, the captain, aye, captain, and boy, it's really bringing new meaning to what's going on water-wise with people who sign up for these gigs and their, quotes, captains. Because, you know, you step out onto the water, and this is, again, something you don't think about, and all of a sudden, you know, you're out there on the water, and you're trusting in the people that are behind the wheel. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I think that story is just so frightening. For that reason, I mean, just awful, awful, awful. All right, a couple of other things that I said that I would mention that came up on the radar earlier in the day, and there are things that we've been talking about on America Tonight for sure. I mean, it's some of the current things, you know, on the heels of now the Senate and the House, of course, they're off for Easter vacation for a couple of weeks. You know, boom, they're gone, and then they'll be back again. But you got to love this Daryl Issa. I keep saying this, the congressman from California, trying to get him on the show. And some people think he's over the top, but see, I'll say this about him. He keeps going after what he thinks, right? So there's no repercussions in a sense for him. I always feel that people, you know, it's that power thing for a lot of people, and that's why I think we should have term limits. And in the case of Daryl Issa, it certainly is not a monetary gain. And he saw what was going on here with Lerner and the IRS and all the obstacles that were thrown in his face. And despite all that, he continues to put the pedal to the metal on this congressional investigation into the targeting of conservative groups. I mean, listen, it could have been Democratic groups. I don't think this is as political in one sense as people make it. It is personal because of clearly what happened here, but it just as easily could have been on the other side of this had this been Lois Lerner had been in the opposite situation, I think, or the people that were controlling what was going on here. I mean, there you got to be a notice here that this administration there is not going to get away with not telling the full truth on this. I mean, what happened here? This is a pretty big scandal. So Lerner suspended and then retired, and a bunch of other IRS employees were fired or put on administrative leave. I mean, even she was held in contempt after twice taking the fifth on the scandal over this. And the Oversight Committee has been playing this tug-of-war game with the White House to get the documents over what's happened here with the tax-exempt status of these conservative groups and the denials for such a long time. And now finally some of those emails are out there, and what a difference that makes. And, you know, Judicial Watch did a Freedom of Information Act. They were the ones who actually got those documents, and they showed that Lerner discussed working with the Justice Department last year to prosecute people she felt had lied about their political activities, right? And clearly show what some of those emails were saying, and early on saying that the targeting was based solely out of the IRS Cincinnati field office, but now we're showing a few other things too as well. So this is the example of, come on, we've unearthed this, let's hear what it's about. I mean, let's find out what it's about. Let's fix this thing. Let's fix it. And Issa quoted a Duke University speech Lerner gave the same year all this stuff was happening, you know, the Supreme Court's 2010 decision in the Citizens United case, which struck down bans on political spending as a violation of the First Amendment. And Lerner gave a speech at Duke and said everyone is up in arms because they don't like the ruling and they want the IRS to fix the problem. So, wow. You know, see, this is when you start to dig into things. Why would she make that comment? And then you see what happens 2 years later. So the Tea Party and the groups were the ones that were, the conservative groups were the ones that were targeted. There was even a big dig to find some of those liberal organizations that said they were targeted too, but that wasn't true. That was a false narrative. And the president, once all this happened, said, I'll cooperate of whatever we have to do. Let's get to the bottom of this. So it's been a year into this investigation. The IRS still has not produced all the subpoenaed documents, even some of the most basic things. They've wasted your money and mine because, remember, Washington flows with our dollars. So it's your money, it's my money. They're playing games. And what they did is, it's a typical lawyer trick, too, by the way. Bury them in useless paperwork. They delivered a lot of documents that were meaningless. or perpetrated misleading narratives. And so finally, because of Judicial Watch, there's some meat on the hook here. And you got this new IRS commissioner who I think is just trying to push this off to the side. And yeah, you really, honestly, how do you get past something when you haven't fully gotten to the truth of the matter? And I think it's important because no matter which way the wind blows, it's important, one, to rein in what somebody's doing in a position of power at the IRS. You know, you're fooling with the money. You're fooling with the people's money because that's what's happened here. One, the people that maybe not everybody in all those groups would have gotten the tax-exempt status. But let's say even half of them or 75% did. You're fooling with the money. You're fooling with my money. And all of you listening to me, they're fooling with your money. Because I work hard for the money. I'm sure you work hard for the money. And what we pay in taxes, wasting it down this rabbit hole, all this money on this investigating. I mean, let's just find out what happened. What happened here? Who said to do this? Was it Lois Lerner on her own? Was it just that was it? The Supreme Court ruling infuriated her and she decided that she was going to go rogue and push all the applications for tax-exempt status aside if it had anything to do with the Tea Party? I mean, is that just the bottom line? That's she kept taking the fifth. Can we really just pin it on her? I think it goes deeper, and that's why so many people bailed. That's why, ultimately, she resigned, and there were other people that were fired at the IRS. They're not fired for no reason. You get a new IRS director, we're cleaning things up. And what does that mean? We're trying to move forward and just hope that you forget what happened. But ICE is not that kind of guy. He's not letting it go. So let's find out. We've paid the money. Let's find out what the deal is here. We want to know. Which, by the way, Hillary Clinton, we know that she wants to run for president. But you wonder, Chelsea Clinton announced that she was pregnant. Does that have any effect on whether or not her mother will decide to run in the next year for the presidency? I think this doesn't affect her. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. But it's a very, very big announcement. Stay with us. Daily Salute coming up around the bend.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. field. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone.
The right-hander kicks the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And a 1-2-3 night for Jonathan Papelbon of the Phillies. Return the favor with a 1-0 win over the Atlanta Braves in the series finale.
Woohoo! Do we have some applause? That's my daily salute for me personally, because my Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, we could play a violin. They beat the Braves 1-0 on Thursday afternoon. A.J. Burnett, three-hit ball over seven. Ben Rivera hits an RBI single with two outs in the eighth. So that was pretty exciting stuff, because my Phillies are playing like the Sillies, and they're not playing all that great. So anytime they can pick up a win, I'm excited about that. They're 7-8 on the season, which I'm sure really does nothing for any of you. But for once, I'm going to go with something that I wanted to see. And my pal Scott Fransky, who used to actually work for me and is now the voice of the Phillies, he's been in Philadelphia. I couldn't be more proud of him. He's been in Philadelphia, I think, for probably 10 years now. How about that? And he started out doing baseball with me in Texas, and how exciting that he's in the majors. He does a very, very good job. That whole play-by-play market thing is such a tough deal, let me tell you. I do have another daily salute too, by the way, that I think you all will like a little bit better, let's say. Let's put it that way. All right, so we're popping in a couple of different directions. First, let's reach out to Dan, who's listening in Cross Plains, Texas. Oh, Dan, hello.
Hello, sweetheart. And You have a right to toot your horn. Your Phillies did good today. And I am happy for them. But you know the Phillies, they don't get hot until the weather gets hot. And when we get some good weather, they're going to come on strong.
Yay! Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Okay, now, you don't kill a snake by chopping off its tail. You kill it by chopping off its head. And its head is a Barack Obama. What Issa is doing is working up to chopping off the head. This character is involved with the IRS. He's involved with Eric Holder, and Eric Holder's his little puppet that will not enforce the laws that, even Obama passed, such as Obamacare, which is abomination as far as I'm concerned.
No, yeah.
An abomination, not the abomination. And, it's just scum. And if you notice, they got this girl, Lerner, getting ready to, be thrown in jail. And I hope Issa buries her. I mean, I'd keep her in jail until she opens her mouth. And if she doesn't, she can stay here through this Congress and the next Congress too. And, that's the way you're going to finally get. Somebody's going to have to break, and they're going to have to keep the pressure on. And also, that, black congressman, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. The one that was, just tied to, Lerner and to the IRS. The one that was, combating.
Oh, the one who was the opposite? You mean, you're not talking about Cummings?
I think that's it.
Oh, Elijah Cummings. Yeah, he was the opposite of Issa, yeah, where
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he was.
They were going back and forth.
He was trying to throw a monkey wrench into the whole work.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, he was.
Now they've got the deadwood on him. I want them to take him down and get him out of there. Okay,
yeah.
Now, one more thing here. I'm sorry about that terrible tragedy with that boat over there.
Well, Dan, let me ask you this. When have you heard of all these captains just abandoning ship? It's unheard of.
I don't believe that. I mean, that's
wrong.
That's the oldest law of the sea. The captain is the last to leave his ship after all the others are safe. And for a captain to show his dereliction of duty like that, he should be lined up against the wall and shot. Any captain, I don't care who it is. Italian captain,
I agree.
Korean captain, American captain, that is the death penalty right there. If you desert your ship before your crew and passengers are safe, hey, baby, it's over for you. If I was some of the relatives, I'd be looking for him and wanting to support him right now. Okay.
I agree.
And last but not least, this guy that pulled off this shooting of the three Christians back there in Kansas City, if you will notice, the news media never mentions that he was a staunch Democrat. They never mention that whenever it's a Democrat, but if it's a Republican that they think is in trouble, they search every angle they can to try and tie it to the Tea Party. And the Tea Party are just good, red-blooded Americans that are tired of the federal government trying to take us over and trying to monopolize us and trying to control us and trying to use us like little tiny ants and king ants in Washington, D.C., and the rest of us are just little workers. Forget that noise. They work for us. We don't work for them. And it's time we had a second revolution, even if it's one that just votes the bums out. Okay, that's about all for me on my soap opera.
I love it, Dan. You have a great weekend. And you're absolutely right. There's some truth to that, for sure. Well, there is truth in that. They did try to pin it on the Tea Party, and you can't pin it on the Tea Party because he wasn't a Tea Party guy. He is a Democrat, you know, but it's the truth. If you're looking to pin it on that he's crazy and he has a gun, I mean, the whole thing with the Ku Klux Klan, that's flat out true, but he's not, I guess he's right, what they were portraying him to be early on in this saga. By the way, the whole captain, the last to leave a sinking ship, it is, you know, is it a legally binding rule? Is it just a nautical myth thing, or what is it? The idea of a captain leaving the ship is just wrong, and there have been too many incidents of that. There was something that happened in 91 with a Greek cruise ship, the Oceanus, and in that one, same thing, with hundreds of people on board, the ship springs a leak, starts to list, and guess where's the captain? The captain is off. He jumps in a lifeboat, doesn't even help the women and children. He gets off of the boat. So, I mean, It's not necessarily a law, but on every ship, one person is in charge. And so the hierarchy on all ships, the captain is responsible at the top. He assumes command. He's the guy who has to direct evacuation. So long as the ship exists, he is responsible. That's just good seamanship for the captain to steer his ship. He's like the father of the family. So, boy, we got to get some better captains on these boats. Jack Alexander, Down Under. Hello, Jack.
How are you doing, Kate? You posted in the Pal Talk chat room our favorite candy, and you got me thinking because we've got Easter coming up this weekend, and you know, I've got teenagers and I got those in diapers, so got me thinking back to when I was a kid. Now, here, when I was a kid, we used to get these hard sugar candy eggs. We don't get them anymore in Australia, unfortunately. It was made out of the same sugar candy. You know those little hard candy discs with the love messages on?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It was made out of that same material. We can't get those anymore. Now it's just chocolate. I mean, yeah, okay, chocolate is good. There are some very nice chocolate eggs and bunnies. And, well, the thing is, instead of the bunny, quite often they'll use a bilby, which is a small marsupial mouse.
I love that.
Australian flavor. Get a little bit of Australian flavor onto it. But, you know, it's just chocolate. I mean, you know, it's the one time of year, yeah, we got Easter, and then we got Mother's Day coming up. I mean, we're sick of seeing the side of chocolate.
Yeah, it is about the chocolate, that's true. And that most of the candies, that's the focus, not the other stuff. Interesting. I love that, the bilby. Did you have those Easter baskets? Was candy in baskets for you when you were a kid?
Yeah, they usually bundle up. You know, family members would bundle a whole heap of eggs into a little basket and then give it to you. And it usually came with a caveat. Now, don't eat it all at once because you'll get a stomach ache. And of course, we ignored it. And you know, within about 10 minutes. You know, a pound of chocolate and candy was consumed. And by dinner time, we wouldn't eat dinner, so there was trouble at the dinner table for that. We spent the rest of the night running off to the smallest room in the house with an upset tummy.
Yeah, because you wanted to, you just gorged on that candy. You couldn't help yourself. It was just too good.
Gorged. We inhaled it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we inhaled it, too. Yeah. It's crazy to think about that. Wow. I'm glad you shared that. Thanks for calling, Jack.
You're welcome, Kate. Happy Easter.
You too. The bilby. Now I want one. I want one of those bilbies. You know, the whole Easter candy thing goes all the way back to the 1800s in Europe. And now, of course, modern times and really in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they started throwing the jelly beans. That was common. And the marshmallow things, they called them Peeps, remember that? But this is a tradition that really goes back. And the whole idea was hiding eggs and that whole thing. I'll tell you what, if you're a candy maker, if you're like Hershey or you're any of M&M's, any of those people, I mean, this is huge for candy, the candy makers, the National Confectioners Association. Easter candy sales, they say, are supposed to top, in the United States, something like 2.26 million. And that's just Easter candy sales. So that's not anything, you know, that's not anything else. And man, there is some bad Easter candy, though, too. There's some good Easter candy and there's some bad Easter candy. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not the marshmallow person, so the whole Peeps thing to me, forget it. That wouldn't be any good. But I said this the other day. It's the malt ball eggs, which would be very dangerous for me because that's what I would probably like the best. All right, stay with us. More to come here on this version of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Quick reminder, if you want to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, you can do that by going to americatonight.net. Also, the big, awesome network, GCNlive.com. If you go there, you can download any of the shows, because I know a lot of you do that. You do the on-demand thing. So they have a terrific setup. It's so easy. You just click. You can see all the other shows, too, by the way. But you find America Tonight, boom, it's like that. You download it, and then you can listen whenever you want to listen. I know a lot of people are doing that because more and more I'm starting to hear from you that things changed on your schedule, you missed the show, you found on demand, so there's no reason you don't have to miss the show because you can listen to it whenever you want. There's so many, many, many ways to get America Tonight. So there you go. It's just that easy. All right, as we're coming around the bend here, making a few of those turns, as I like to say, and we're skedaddling toward the finish line. There is no finish in what's happened now with the war between Bundy and Reid. Do you know what I'm talking about? Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and we've talked about this a bunch on America Tonight, says he thinks that the supporters who rallied around the Nevada rancher, Clive and Bundy, in his fight against the federal government are domestic terrorists. And he also said Bundy is a guy who does not respect his country. So, you know, this what's so cockamamie about this is Reed not at all being concerned about a local rancher who has a family history of being there forever. Even if he got half tails or whatever happened, if he heard what happened with the militia and was getting, you know, secondhand information, the bottom line is it's not about that. It's about the land itself, and we've said this and we've spelled it out. So the Las Vegas paper of record, the Journal Review, is reporting that, you know, he made comments at an event where he was Thursday, and he just called the people domestic terrorists. So the federal land managers, you know this, backed down in that standoff with Bundy because you had some armed militia members and other protesters, hundreds actually, that showed up to help Bundy. So once the protesters were there and they were in a standoff with the law enforcement types, then that was it. No shots were fired, thank goodness, really. And the Bureau of Land Management reported that they left over safety concerns. So Reed slammed all the supporters. And he said that he's been told that a federal task force is being set up to deal with that situation. And he says, you know, Clive Bundy doesn't recognize the United States. The United States is a, he says, is a foreign government. He doesn't pay his taxes. He doesn't pay his fees. He doesn't follow the law. He continues to thumb his nose at authority. And he said that the supporters of Bundy's were dangerous. They had sniper rifles in the freeway. They had weapons, automatic weapons. They had kids lined up. They wanted to make sure they got hurt first. So it is true, Bundy's been at odds with them for years. That's the only true part about that. And it's the whole grazing fees thing is part of this tug of war over ancestral family land that they settled in the 19th century. That's why he's not paying the fees. But the Bureau of Land Management says, great, we're going to continue to fight this through the courts. We're going to continue to do that. So this isn't ending anytime soon. And I love the fact that Reed is trying to get support because there's not so much sympathy on that side of it. There's just, especially in Nevada, because if you just want to deal with Nevada, there's not a lot of sympathy on the side of Harry Reid. It's really for Bundy and what's happened with him, the big shove off the land so that can be developed for the Chinese, and that's what the deal is. Somehow that is never mentioned. How come that's not mentioned? How come the money made in the land to sell to the Chinese, which is part of a deal brokered by Harry Reid's son? But that's never mentioned in this. Never. Right? Man. All right, something else I want to throw at you here, because it's just fascinating to me, and I said that there was another daily salute that I would share with you, other than my Phillies. So I love these stories. I do. I love these stories because I just can't imagine being one of the people that has this happen to them. How about this man that found a 6-carat diamond at the Crater of Diamonds? Did you hear this story? Okay, so this is a man who moved to Murfreesboro because he liked to hunt for stones at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. He found a white diamond. He found the stone on Wednesday, and he named it, it's like naming roses, the Limitless Diamond, in honor of a charity, I guess. He says he's going to sell the diamond, donate the proceeds to the Speed of Light Foundation. The stone is about the size of a jelly bean. It is the 15th largest diamond unearthed at the park, which was founded in 1972. It's mostly entirely clear, and it looks to be unbroken crystal. The park is in southwest Arkansas, and it's unique because patrons, people who come in, can hunt for diamonds and keep what they find. I think I'm going to have to take the show because I'm curious, and we're not that far from southwest Arkansas. I think I'm going to have to take America Tonight to southwest Arkansas. What do you think? and see what this park is all about. I want to know. An Oklahoma City girl, and this was earlier this month, sold a 3.85 carat diamond she found, 8.5 carat diamond she found at the park for $20,000. So she goes to the park for fun, finds the diamond, makes $20,000. That's pretty sweet. I mean, and now look at the diamond he has. That's going to be a much bigger haul. That is, I mean, to me, that is crazy. So people bring out, you know, their water, their boom boxes, whatever, and they're allowed to dig, and when they find a diamond, boom, that's it. I don't know, Nathan, I think we might have to go diamond hunting. Are you game? No, it's not too bloody. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine if you unearthed a diamond just digging, messing around at this crater of diamonds, and then you sell it? That's wild to me.
That sounds like an 80s movie.
It does sound like an 80s movie, doesn't it? I know that we used to hunt for Cape May diamonds. That was in New Jersey. And there was a beach area, and they were supposedly had, there was Cape May diamonds there. But basically, they were incredible rocks that would be polished up, and they looked like diamonds. There were not these stories that we're hearing here out of Arkansas. A little bit of a difference, just a little bit of a difference there. But I love the fact that he went there specifically. I mean, that's like fate. You know, he probably had this positive attitude and started digging, and the next thing you know, boom. That's what he unearths. So we go quickly from the diamonds to the astronomers who find that the most habitable Earth-like planet yet that they've come across. Astronomy is so fascinating to me. Not that I know a lot about it, but the planet that they've discovered, and there's so many, what they're saying now is a distant rocky world that's similar to ours, and it exists in what they call the Goldilocks zone, where it's not too hot, not too cold for life. They found this, they announced it on Thursday, that they're pretty excited because, like the diamond hunters, they're planet hunters. And they're scouring the Milky Way galaxy for years for habitable places outside our solar system. And they say they found the best one yet, the best rock solid one. This was from an astronomer of the University of California in Berkeley. And the planet was detected by NASA's orbiting Kepler telescope, which looks at the heavens for changes in brightness. And from those changes, they can calculate a planet's size and make certain inferences about that planet, about the planet's makeup. So how about that? The new found object is dubbed Kepler 1861. Wow. Wild stuff, folks. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.